This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Speaking of central bankers, Europe's top one leaves his job tomorrow. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi took over in 2011, with the world still recovering from the financial crisis and concerns some countries might drop out of the eurozone. Marketplace's Amy Scott looks back on a pivotal moment that shaped Draghi's legacy.
Back in July 2012, the eurozone was in trouble. Greece was in the midst of a second bailout. Krista Schwartz at the Wharton School says borrowing costs in Italy and Spain were soaring,
which could have made it more difficult or ultimately impossible for the euro area governments to continue financing their debt.
Then at a speech in London, Mario Draghi said this.
The ECB is ready to do whatever it takes to preserve the euro.
And while that seems like a fairly innocuous statement for a politician to make, for a central banker to say that was really unexpected and unheard of.
That's Kathleen McNamara at Georgetown. She says Draghi's bold statement worked. Investors came back to the bond market. Interest rates fell. The central bank then pumped trillions of euros into the European economy, which has led to criticism that all that stimulus allowed some governments to put off getting their finances in order. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.